Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome to my channel. My name is Ola, and I'm the founder of myempirepro.com. I'm also the author of the book Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You can find it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'm also the founder of the Three Pillar System, which you can find at www.threepillarsystem.com. You're on this page because this is a free real estate course. Okay, so basically this is a 7-part series. Okay, and we're gonna cover everything there is to know about real estate wholesaling and generally real estate investing in this series. Okay, it's a 7-part series. You really don't want to miss any part of the series. It's absolutely for free. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to share everything I know with you face to face right here. Okay. As a matter of fact, I've chosen to not use slides. I will use my hands. I will use my face, my expression. I will describe using real estate, everything I'm trying to share with you here. Okay. But before I dive into the nitty-gritty of wholesaling, I think you should know where I'm coming from. It doesn't matter if you've been here before, you should listen to this. You should listen to the story because it gives you perspective to where you may be in your journey right now. All right. So with that being said, if it's your first time here, absolutely, you want to make sure you smash that subscribe button, and you want to also smash the bell. There's a little bell right next to it, so that you get notification on your phone, on your devices when I come on. I will do this at or around 12 noon, okay, unless something comes up. But you will see early in the morning the schedule for each day. But the goal here is to make sure that I'm here at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, New York time, every day. Now, if you're outside, a lot of stuff I'll be saying will be applicable to United States, okay? But if you're outside of United States, the concepts are the same everywhere. As long as people pay money for shelter, people will provide shelter for other people, and basically that can become a viable business. The idea with real estate investors I'm going to share with you is that you don't need credit. You don't need to know everything. You don't need to have you don't need your own cash, okay? But you can make boatloads of money. You can make a lot of quick cash learning this skill set and mastering this skill set. Again, like I said, I'm going to share everything I know on this series. So come along with me. We're going to have some fun. Okay. Okay. So now, if you're in the chat area, if you want to introduce yourself, please feel free to do that. Okay. We're going to have some fun either way. And again, if you want to be here live with me, you want to use the subscribe button. If you're not live with me, you can always watch the rebroadcast. I'm not in all about you must be here with me live. It doesn't have to be. As a matter of fact, I'm creating this video, so this live broadcast, so people can watch the rebroadcast over and over and over and over again. So why real estate wholesaling? Before I get into my story, okay, before I tell you my story on how I get, why real estate wholesaling? Why real estate investing? Okay. There are many reasons why you may want to engage in real estate investing, or why you may have engaged, or why it attracted you so much. There are many reasons. I don't know what your reasons are. I don't know if you just want to quit your job. I don't know if you hate your job like most people that I know. Okay. Maybe you don't hate your job. Not everyone hates their job. We need to be clear about that. Maybe you're thinking retirement. Maybe you just want to spend some more time with your family, right? Whatever that reason is that you've decided that you want to learn and master this craft that's basically free for you right now, whatever that reason is, I want you to understand that that reason is a good enough reason, okay? But for me, it's a good enough reason for me. Is it good enough for you? It's another question entirely. What is your why? How big do you need your why to be? What's your motivation? Do you think it's big enough for you to be in this game 2 weeks from now, even if you don't get results 2 weeks from now? What about 1 year from now, right? What about 2 years from now if you haven't gotten any results? Can you stick around? Is your why, your motivation big enough for you to stick around until you close your first deal? in real estate investing or wholesaling? Can you stick around, right? If that why is not big enough to make you cry, you're gonna quit. It's guaranteed. I don't care how easy this is, okay? First of all, nothing viable is easy. Let me just be clear about that, okay? Quick disclaimer. I will tell you that the highest I've made on any deal is $82,000. Does that mean you're gonna make $82,000? The answer is no. Because again, there are multiple different factors here. There's you, there's your family, there's your wife, there's everything else, there's your surroundings, not necessarily my surroundings right now, your environment, there's your desire, your motivation. There's quite a few different factors here. So I'm not guaranteeing anything. What I'm here to tell you is share my story with you, tell you how I did it, okay? I'm gonna share with you how I did it and how you can copy and paste into your own business, okay? That's what I'm gonna do with you here. So nothing is guaranteed here. Just wanted to throw that out there really, really quickly, but you can change your life. But the keyword is can, and it's completely up to you. How big is your desire? How bad do you want it, right? That's completely up to you, right? So I don't know if it's your first time hearing about wholesaling and investing in real estate. I hope not, okay? But I guarantee that it's not your first time that you've heard about a house that people literally pay rent, okay? If you live in the part of this town that I live in right here, you're paying at least a minimum of $1,200 for an efficiency type of studio apartment, right? You're paying that, okay? So either you know it or not, you're buying real estate. That's the bottom line. Either you know it or not, either you are willing to admit it or not, you're paying for real estate. The question is, are you paying for yourself to own it as an asset, or you're paying for other people? That's really the question here, okay? So that's basically the product that backs up the business model that I'm going to share with you, okay? The wholesaling, real estate investing. That's the product that backs it up, okay? That's what we have, okay? So there are many, many, many money-making opportunities out there, and there are many of them. Some people call them scams. Some people call them pyramid schemes. The beauty about what I'm about to share with you is it's backed up by real estate, okay? And you and I pay for it, either we know it or not. So you can either be on the consumer side of real estate, or you can be on the producer side of real estate. It's completely up to you. But I'm guessing that if you're here, you've chosen to be on the producer side of real estate. In other words, you know you pay for real estate, so but you produce real estate. That way you're bringing in more money than you actually pay into real estate for your own livelihood, for your own family, right? Whatever that is. So it's completely up to you what side of that coin you want to be on. But if you decide you want to be on this side today, producing side, it doesn't mean that you're going to be on this side tomorrow. But at the very minimum, from your action standpoint, I know you can say by your mouth, I want to do this, right? See, it's a very, very simple business. But being a simple business doesn't mean it's easy, depending on where you're coming from. Maybe you are used to quitting on yourself. You're not alone, okay? You are not alone. There are many people, many of us have quit on things before in the past because maybe the results are not showing up fast enough. We've all been there. I'm just being honest with you. We've all been there where, you know, we get something started, but we quit on ourselves. We quit way too early because it's hard. Maybe because there are other things happen, life happens. But, you know, one of my mentors, Sedukari, said this one time, once upon a time, some around 2009-10, I stumbled into him. He said, there are three types of people in this world. People that things happen to, basically the victims of the world, right? And then people that make things happen, okay, the producers. This being on this side right now, like I said, congratulations to you if you're on this video, right? Or people that ask, what happened? Right. So they usually say, you know, life just happens to them. And they like 5 years later, what happened? Right. And you don't want to be what happened. You don't want to be a victim that things happen to. You want to be the one making things happen. OK. And I think one of the best ways to make that happen in your life, if you're an average person, is to learn real estate wholesaling. So that's my personal why I think you should learn real estate wholesaling. Now, why you're going to stick around, why you want to make do this, it can't just be about money. you can make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 flipping real estate, okay? We're talking flipping real estate here, right? Investing real estate. But we're going to talk about wholesaling and why it's very important in a second here. At the end of the day, money cannot be your reason. We all want more money. I mean, check on your family and friends. Ask every single one of them, right? Just ask them. Just say, hey, you know, would you like to make more money? Every one of them will say yes, right? But most of them are now going to be willing to do what it takes to make a lot more money than they already make, okay? So if this person is a maid, they're making the amount of money they're willing to make, that they're willing to work hard enough to make. And when I say work hard, I'm not talking about hard labor, okay? There's no hard labor in what we do. It's basically from a simple understanding of a concept and putting it to work. From this understanding and then implementing. So I'm going to share all the information there is in this 7-day series, in this 7-video series. I'm going to share with you. You don't want to miss it. But again, it's another ball game to implement, okay? Then when you implement one time, can you be consistent? Can you do it consistently? Because you're going to need the 3 C's in this game, okay? You're going to need commitment, consistency, which is a proof of your commitment, okay? So if you don't have consistency, you can't claim that you commit, right? Because commitment, as I learned from one of my mentors from like around 2009, his name need to come to me. I forgot his name now, right? He said, commitment means you decide you're going to do something, but you still decide that you're going to do it long after the mood that you set it in motion has left you. So you feel really good about real estate wholesaling. You know you want to make a lot of money doing this, right? But you decided you're going to do it. But tomorrow, you know, life happened. You feel a little bit weak in your spirit. We all have that moment, right? But we feel weak in our spirit. We tried a little bit of something. We tried to do it. It's not hiding up really quickly, or you're not learning it fast enough. So now, you know, you just kind of let it sleep under the table. And then you wake up again 2 weeks later and see, you don't really have commitment, because that's not commitment. Commitment means you decide you're going to do it long after you set that commitment in motion. Even though you don't feel like it any longer, you still show up. Okay, that will now become consistency, and that's your proof of commitment. And the third one is confidence. The third C in this equation is confidence. Confidence comes from doing something over and over and over and over again, and doing it over and over and over again. That's why I told you, you can get this book. It's absolutely free, by the way. The PDF version is free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You need to read this book 10 to 15 times. I don't care if you already mastered it one time. You need to read it 10 to 15 times, because repetition is the mother of mastery. Okay? So the same thing, consistency. You build confidence. You show up to this game with confidence. Okay? I see a lot of people that will hit me up on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at iTalksB on Instagram. And people will say, do you do this deal every day? Like, it's impossible for me to talk this way, right, about this business if I don't do this business. It's impossible, okay? Or at least if I have some kind of experience, a little bit more than an average person. So there can be two types of people that will be in this game, okay, that will get in this game and get started. And you can either be on one of these other side, okay? You can be an amateur, you can be an expert, okay? An expert doesn't mean you know it all. It just means you're open to learning more, okay? An expert doesn't mean you know everything. An amateur close their mind. They basically learn one little thing and then they run with it. And that's why they quit too early, because they're not open to learning, okay? So you can be either of an amateur or an expert. If you're here right now, the fact that you're open to learning this, in my books, you're already an expert. But you got to show up every day as an expert. You have to be open to learning the game of real estate wholesaling every single day. Are we making sense here, guy? If I said anything that makes sense to, make sure you click the like button at least once. If I said anything that made any sense to you, make sure, okay? So now, before you can call a business model something viable, right? Before you can call it something profitable, it needs to be solving some kind of problem, okay? I can't tell you how many times people will come up with an idea, right? But it's not really solving a real valuable problem, right? Now, it needs to solve the problem beyond just money, okay? Because again, there are a lot of pyramid schemes out there that solves immediate problem of people needing money, right? I need to make some money. and you know, you sell people on some pyramid scheme and then they all made money, but you take money from other people. That's not truly solving a problem. Okay. So there's no real value in that. And because of that, that becomes a pyramid scheme, and it's only a matter of time before such things crash, okay, and burn live, or somebody goes to jail. So real estate wholesaling, the reason why it works so well is because it solves a problem. Okay. It solves a problem. So today I want to cover what is wholesaling, okay, and how does it work, okay? But before I can do that, you need to understand that it solves a problem. So think of it like this. There are people that own properties, people that buy real estate prematurely or without, you know, they bought real estate because somebody was able to sell them on it. They became a sucker for some real estate agent somewhere. And you know, if you're a real estate agent, it's completely nothing against you. As a matter of fact, there are a few things I want you to understand here. With this game, we're going to make the professionals do what they do, okay? As a wholesaler, as a real estate investor and a wholesaler, you're not a realtor. You're not a real estate agent. You don't help people sell houses, okay? You buy houses. You create access to funds. You don't necessarily own the fund. You don't have to have your own money, but you have access to funds and you buy houses. You attain equitable position in a real estate transaction. Okay. But why? Why would somebody want to do that? Okay. Why would you want to do that? Right. Well, we're in this because we want to make profit, right? At the end of the day, we want to make some profit because you want to keep doing it, right? So the key thing I want to point out here is that you're serving somebody. You're answering somebody's question of how do I get rid of this property? Okay, there's a ton of people, there's thousands of people in your county that are in foreclosure right now, and the best thing that can happen to them is to get rid of that property. All right, so there are many people that have been sold by real estate agents on properties that they truly cannot afford, or maybe some kind of life event happened in the midst of owning the property. It could be foreclosure, it could be divorce, right? It could be death in the family, it could be owing too much taxes, it could be paying too much for a property, right? All of these things are real life event reasons why somebody would need to get rid of a property. Your job as a real estate investor, okay, is obviously to create profit from buying and selling properties, okay? Now, if you are a real estate investor and you have all the money in the world, then you don't need wholesaling. You could just show up to the marketplace, go to the county house where they're selling foreclosure at an auction, and you could pay for any property that makes sense to you, right? But the truth of the matter is that some of the best deals in real estate are off market, okay? Most of them are off market, meaning nobody has really gone to a realtor to list it for the whole public to see. And again, the idea here, okay, the idea with wholesaling is one single thing. It's one single thing. The idea is to find deeply discounted real estate properties. That's the idea, okay? There's a couple more steps after that. We're going to talk about that. But you really, truly get paid for finding deeply discounted properties. Because I, for one, if you learn how to find deeply discounted properties, I have access to enough cash to buy them from you and then pay you for helping me find them. And I will pay you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, depending on the deal. And that's how you make money without necessarily owning a property. And what do you call that? We call that wholesaling. Okay, so it's a real estate investing strategy where you don't really take the ownership position, but you have access to someone like me. You have access to a ton, thousands of investors, cash investors around the nation, basically looking for a deal. Okay, so what is wholesaling? Wholesaling in general language is when you buy something very cheaply, cheaper than retail price, okay, and then you sell it at retail market value, a fair market value. So what do we call fair market value? Fair market value of any product, real estate, for example, right, is when it gets all the exposure it can get, how much is somebody willing to pay in cash or any type of funds, right? How much are they willing to pay for that property, right? After it's been exposed for a while, okay, for it has to mature in the market too, like 30, 60 days, the highest possible best offer for that house will be the fair market value, right? We as real estate investor, we don't buy at that price. We don't buy at that price for obvious reasons. Why? Because we need to sell at that price to create profit. Does that make sense? We need to be selling at that price in order to make profit. So in order to make profit, and we know that we cannot sell more than the fair market value, what is the right thing to do in order to make profit? We have to buy low. Are we making sense? We have to buy very, very low. So if I buy properties low and I sell them at fair market value, I'm an investor. That's what you call an investor. So now that's an investing strategy. You go, you buy. But in order to do that, you need to have access to cash. Not only do you need to have access to cash, you need to learn how to put some TLC on a property. You need to put some care into a property and polish it up and make it look like somebody wants it, right? You need to stage it. So there's a lot of steps that goes into selling the property at fair market value, because you must make it attractive to the public, right? So think of it this way. If you have a house this way, it's assets, it's run down, it needs some work, or a house that's ready to go, everything is brand new, fixtures are brand new, right? And you put it on the market, you have it staged. In other words, you have people come position furniture in there, some electronics to make it look home, like a home for someone. You basically have to sell people emotionally on that, okay, on the house. You have to sell people emotionally in the house. But when you're dealing with investors, when you're buying or selling with investors, it's strictly about the numbers, okay? So now, it's always numbers, but there's a part of the game that emotions has to be involved a little bit more. So you have to invoke emotions to sell to the at the fair market value, right? So for example, a property is worth $400,000 in New Jersey, right? If you stage that property very well and you make the kitchen look like a place that somebody's wife wants to come into and cook in, if you do a good job at that, they will pay extra $25,000, $30,000 for that. If you bring in enough people, right, if you attract enough people to see, right, and there's like a open house, that's why they do open houses, right, and everybody is like, oh, wow, it's beautiful, beautiful pool, beautiful, and it's summertime, nice afternoon, and, you know, this is job of a real estate agent, right, and they stage the house, and it looks like a home already, people will get into a bidding war, and you may end up selling the house for $475,000. Even though the last house that sold in that place was $400,000. That's how it works. So they invoke some emotion, but still we had a number there, right? That's $475,000. Now that $475,000 has shifted the marketplace, the numbers in the marketplace. And now we now know that there's a comparable for the next house that's going to sell next block. There's a comparable that sold for $475,000. That means people are willing and able to pay for $75,000 in that location, in that neighborhood, within 1 mile radius, right? Within the last 6 months, you want to collect enough data, and then you will see where people are with value to that, with respect to that location. That's what real estate agents do. Now, as a real estate wholesaler, you don't do that. You don't care about staging the property. You care about the last 6 months of data, right? That means how much houses sold for, not listed for, sold for, right? Within a 1 mile radius of the subject property. The subject property is basically the property that you're trying to find the value to, right? So if you do that, you will have some real empirical data. You can make empirical decisions based on the value of the property. And basically the idea here is to offer less than that. So you can buy low. You buy low and then you sell that contract, okay? Okay, so let's go back a little bit here. You put it under contract, you sell that contract to an investor who is willing to put the work into the property, and then they sell at fair market value. The fair market value, as far as an investor is concerned, is the last 6 months of data still, but they may get more depending on if the market is in an upward trend or downtrend, right? If it's in the downtrend, they can still use the last 6 months of data to collect the most amount of money for that property. That's what investors do. Now, as a wholesaler, your job is to help the investor, is to serve the investor, okay? Your primary job is to find deeply discounted properties and help that investor make some profit. And the more you can do that, the investor are willing to pay you a fee lucratively. And I'm talking, depending on the deal, I'm talking $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. And the highest I've made net, not total gross, $82,000 in one single deal for helping an investor find a property. okay? And you can do that all day long for one deal. How much work, how much time work for less than 5 hours of work? So it's absolutely doable. So what is wholesaling? Let me define it once and for all for you. It's the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties for investors, okay? For investors, that's it, okay? Now, does it have to be for investors? It doesn't have to be for investors. As you do this on a regular and you build a whole business system out of this, right? You'll find sometimes that a property you find is deeply discounted. It doesn't need any work. And you can sell it at very close to fair market value, 80%, 90%, 95% of fair market value. That means you make a whole lot more money, right? Because it's a discounted property. You found it at 65% of the actual value. You sell it at 95% of the actual value. So let me give you a picture of what I just said. You found a property that's worth $100,000 fair market value. You found it at $65,000. You put it under contract and you sell that contract for $30,000. Okay? That's what you sell the contract. You don't sell a house. People that sell a house have to stage the house. They have to do open houses. They have to talk about all the upsides of the house. They have to talk about the beautiful firestone area. They have to talk about the beautiful pool. They have to talk about the fireplace and the beauty of the house, the brownstone. They have to talk about those kind of things. That's not what you do, okay? What you do is find deeply discounted properties based on 6 months of data, right? And then you sell, you put it under contract and you sell that contract to an investor. Okay. And like I said, it doesn't have to be an investor. So that's what wholesaling is, the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties. And how that works is you go into the market and you target, using marketing campaigns, you target distressed homeowners. Okay. Distressed homeowners, not distressed properties. As a matter of fact, there's no such thing as distressed properties, okay? And we're going to get into that later on in this series. There's no such thing as distressed properties. Properties are properties. Even if there's no house on the land, it's still a property. It's not distressed, okay? It's not really distressed. However, there's such a thing as underperforming, okay? Underperforming assets, underperforming properties, right? There are such a there's such a thing like that. That means it could produce more money, but it's not producing anything, okay? But distressed, human beings are distressed. The ownership is distressed. You own a property that's taking too much money out of your pocket than it's bringing into your life, either in the form of money or in the form of satisfaction that this is a home, right? Then you have a distressed home ownership. You're targeting situations like that. And how do you find them? We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about how to find such properties as we go along in this series. So again, the problem that you're solving, the problem that you're solving is to help distressed homeowners get rid of a property. And the other problem you're solving two problems. The other problem you're solving is to help busy investors find their next deal. Okay? Two things. You're solving two problems. If there's no problems to solve, this business will not work. Okay? The person that's going to pay you is the investor. Okay? They are too busy. They're fixing the next house. They do fix and flips, and they're busy doing that, right? And they're too busy doing that, okay? But you help them find the next deal, and you help them process the numbers. You facilitate the whole thing, and they don't have to get out there. And your job is to basically find the next deal. How do you find them? Well, there are multiple ways to do that. We're going to get into that, but you can use the phone. You can use the internet. You can use what I'm doing right now. You can do, you can just tell people word of mouth, belly to belly. You can tell people, hey, I buy houses, right? But obviously you want to do that as fast as possible with the highest amount of momentum, right? You want to do that as fast as possible. And my job here is to help you do that as fast as humanly possible. Listen, we live in a digital age, okay? It's extremely a simple process. Now, depending on who you are and how coachable you are, it can be very easy or it can be very, very hard, okay? But I'm telling you right now, it's a numbers game. If you don't really plant that in the back of your mind that it's a numbers game, you're going to be losing a lot of money. I don't care if you're broke, you still lose money because time is much more valuable than money, okay? Are we making sense here? Are we making sense? So now, the solution we bring to the marketplace is we help investors find their next deal, and we help distressed homeowners people that are divorced that, you know, I don't want to deal with that house. I don't want to take care of it. I don't want this guy, you know, it happens in real life 50% of the time, divorce, right? In America, right? So it happens. And you're basically positioned with marketing campaigns to acquire this type of properties. You put them on the contract, you sell the contract. You don't sell houses as a real estate wholesaler. You sell contracts. What contracts? Simple paperwork. We have access to that. We'll give you access to that on the inside. All right. So now let's talk about me. How did I get here? Okay. How did that get here? Why should you listen to me throughout the next seven-part series here? Well, it was around 2004. Okay. I was finishing my first degree and in computer engineering from NJIT, New Jersey. And basically, the numbers were not adding up for me that I wanted to spend the rest of my life doing it. I think I was trying to secure a job. I made one of the most terrible mistakes anyone who plans to be in a corporate world would make. And basically, I never did an internship. Okay. I didn't have anybody to advise me properly. Okay. And when I was in high school, I was a completely straight A student. I stumbled when I was in college. My sophomore and my junior years, I completely stumbled. My GPA was extremely bad. And I basically fought really, really hard to make sure I have a 3.0 GPA. Graduating in 2004 from computer engineering, but I struggled and pushed it. But I was getting ready to graduate anyway with a 3.0. And I was like, okay, let me start figuring this thing out. At the time, 2004, mobile phones, this old thing that you're looking at that we're all doing smartphone right now, did not exist at the time. So basically, there was this Indian kid in Somerset, New Jersey, that was teaching a few of us how to program and how to code for mobile devices, smart mobile devices, back in 2004. It's a true story. I don't think I've ever told this story before. So it was $2,000 to attend the class, basically $2,000. So I can make $35,000 a year, by the way. I just wanted to do something that I can have a little bit of certification with my degree in computer engineering and get a good job, because I was applying for some jobs, but nobody was biting. So I don't know if it was because I didn't do co-ops. I didn't do internships. I didn't have any experience. So, and when you don't have any experiences, it's very hard to find a job, you know, back then too. Yes. So I started taking the class. I was going through, was teaching us how to code, how to use Java, mobile, and all those things to code this thing. Then I just knew I didn't belong there. I just knew that, you know, but I think it was 2 months into it. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to cancel. And then I stopped, you know. But during that period of time, a friend of mine started talking to me about real estate in general. You know, this was somewhere around early 2004. So I started to look at not just real estate. I was looking at internet marketing. I was looking at a few other things. I was looking at dropshipping. Dropshipping is extremely popular right now, but actually I knew about it from since then, you know. So, and then my pastor's wife mentioned something about real estate. I said, yeah, I was thinking about that, you know, maybe buy some real estate and then rent them out. You know, the whole thing that made sense to me is the third type of way to make money here, which is cash flow, build rental portfolio. You know, we're going to talk about that too. There's a place for that. The problem with most people is that they get into rental, but there's no back end. There's no safety net. You know, if the tenant is out of the house, that's it. They're doomed. And that's why you have a lot of foreclosures out there, you know. But anyway, so I was thinking about that. And she was like, you know what? No, you don't have to buy the house. You can flip houses. My pastor wife said that. I got beat by that bug. I started to do some research, and all of a sudden I started to stumble across more and more information about this. This is 2004, okay? And if you notice something, I don't know if you notice this thing, right? You ever notice that when you bought a car, you never really noticed the car before, but when you buy that car, you start noticing that same car on the streets all the time. That's exactly what happened to me. I started noticing, I see real estate everywhere. Then I started noticing the late night infomercials, the cotton sheets, way back in cotton sheets days, you know, I started noticing things like that. But anyway, lo and behold, I think one of my friends said, there's this another program in East Orange called NIDAS. Where I could sign up, you know, and I signed up. I went, it was a free class for first-time home buyers, You know, I went there, I was ready. I was like, you know what, this is a confirmation. I need to buy rentals. I need to start renting out. But I knew that my credit wasn't good enough. You know, my credit was at the time below 500 because of a Macy's card, $300 Macy's card that I took while I was in college that I never really paid. So I knew that I had to do something. I knew that it was my path, but I didn't know. So I asked one of the loan officers. Remember, it's a first-time home buyer seminar. It's not an investing seminar, right? So I told the guy, I said, do you think I can buy a house? My credit score is around 480. He's like, yes, you can. And guess what? Most loan officers, they're salespeople. Even realtors will tell you, yes, you can all the time. They'll say yes and yes, yes, until they can't say yes anymore. They really never say no because they want to see for themselves. Or these days, they will try to plug you in on a credit repair services, right? So, but that was the case. And I went to look at one house. And I was like, this got to be a little bit more. There was something missing. I almost pulled the trigger and put it under contract. That house, it was a house in Bellevue, New Jersey. But what I remember now is that I didn't look at things like ARV. ARV stands for after repair value. Remember, I was talking about 6 months value, the data. You need to know what that is in order to do this business properly. You need to know how to pull that number. That's the most important number in all of this. The next important number is how much repair the house needs. Need ARV, how much repair the house needs is the second. And then obviously the house is going to take some time to fix, but also you want to make some profit. Those are four different numbers that you need to know that I'm going to talk about more and more here as we go in this series. But from what I remember right now, I didn't know what that was, you know. So thank God I didn't put that house under contract. Thank goodness I didn't, you know. But even if I did, I probably would have gotten stuck somewhere. They probably couldn't close the deal. But anyway, from that particular house, I called one of my best friends, the guy that actually eventually gave me $3,000. He lent me $3,000 from his credit card to buy the first course I purchased. Okay, so if you're familiar with the Fortune Builders or any of those programs out here, I paid $3,000 for one of those. And I have a feeling that if I had $25,000, $40,000, they would have taken it from me. And we're going to talk about all that in a second, okay? At the very minimum, you'll pay $200, okay? $197 for a three-day class. So if you paid $197 for a three-day class, I want you to comment and let me know you're one of those people. There are tons of them. People are still paying for those out there because, honestly, this is valuable information. This is a very profitable information, which I'm going to share with you here absolutely for free, okay? So anyway, and I called my friend and said, listen, I found this house. We should buy a house. It was like, okay, we'll take a look at it. He said, we'll take it. I said, listen, let's do it together as a partner. And basically, I didn't hear from him for another 2 weeks or something like that. I just felt like he wasn't as excited as I was. His mother has been buying houses and stuff like that. So maybe that's why he wasn't excited. They have rental houses already in Newark, you know. So maybe that's why I wasn't really that excited about that. But anyway, I decided that I need to probably take a class or something like that. So, boom, I stumbled across another late night infomercial. Somehow, some way, I stumbled across another one. It wasn't the days of retargeting. So, it was basically TV, watching late night TV, 10th floor, Maple Garden in Irvington, New Jersey. I was watching and boom, I got bit by the bug again. And I took an offer for a free class, went to the free class. At the end of the free class, I was offered a $197, I don't know, $197, something like that, for 3 days. Went through the 3 days, right? And then at the end of the 3 days, offered a $3,000 mentorship program, something like that. Got bit by the bug. I took it. I'm glad. Obviously, I've made that money back over and over, multiple times, millions of times since then, okay? Thousands of times since then. And I was able to pay that $3,000 back within 3 months or so to my friend. And I made him a partner. You know, you be to any one of these classes, they'll tell you, like, you know, part of the offer is that, hey, well, if that money is too expensive for you, who would like to bring their spouse, right? And they say, hey, you can bring a spouse or you can bring a close family member or your partner. And I said, yes, I'll bring a partner. So I called him. I said, listen, I need you to, if you have a credit card that has $3,000 on it, Let me hold that. Let me hold that. And I'll make you a partner to basically 50-50, but I'll pay you back the $3,000. That's exactly what I did. I got one tip from that course, okay? They told us we have this mentorship. We can email anytime and stuff like that. And every time I emailed, basically it looks like they copy paste stuff that was already in their material to me. So it was basically, I felt like there wasn't enough value in that, you know, but I went through everything, but there was really, really one tip that I walked away from. And that tip was to join the local real estate association club. And at the time, there was a club here in New Jersey. It used to be done at the Sheraton. If you know this area, Sheraton, it's now called Renaissance in Woodbridge. And it was called the Garden State Real Estate Association. When I got the real estate association, another guy was selling stuff on short sale. His name was Richard Douglas. I don't know if he's still in the business, but he was selling a course on short sales. Boom, I got bit by that one. I paid $300 for that one really quickly too. But anyway, the next $3 million will be short sales for me, okay? But it was still, it's a wholesale strategy, which I'm going to cover that in details here over the next few days. So make sure you're plugging into each one of them. But I bought that. Then I met another gentleman on the outside who is still my banker to today, Bob. And I met Bob, and I said, and Bob was like, yeah, you know, handshake. Also, you know, oh, well, let me introduce someone. He introduced me to a guy called Anthony, who basically handled all my deals for the first four deals, okay? And he closed my second, third, fourth, and fifth deal as a JV with me. I closed my first one by myself because I was watching him process the short sales. I learned a few things, and I closed the first one by myself. 10 grand, December 2005, okay? It was supposed to be $20,000. The homeowner kind of like saw how much I was making. I was like, you know what? You're making money off of me. And I was like, making money off of you? No, you wanted to get rid of the property, and I help you get rid of it. I said, I'm not going to close. He said, I'm not going to close. I'm going to show you during this series how to avoid that type of drama ever, okay? But anyway, that drama happened, and I said, you know what? I'll give you $10,000 more for your house. And then out of my $20,000 I was supposed to make, I gave him $10,000. So I made $10,000 from that deal. It's $10,000 that I'd never made ever before in my life, okay? I'd never seen $10,000 ever before in my life. So it was beautiful. It was a check, and I wished I kept that check. It was back in December 2005. I took $5,000, and I bought me the next car that I used for the next 3-4 years after that. Probably the next 5 years after that. It was a Chrysler Concord. Long one. 1995, it was a used car still, but it was new to me, and I was excited. And for the next 2006, a ton of deals, 2007, a ton of deals, 2008, a ton of deals. Then the market crashed. I still closed a ton of deals in 2009, but things definitely slowed down. And then the market crashed, and then my business got wiped out. Well, I'm still in business today. That's all that matters, okay? What I can tell you is that I've learned so much through the ups and downs, okay? And I can share with you things that they won't share with you in the $40,000, $50,000 classes. Now, I'm going to be careful about saying this because I don't know if tomorrow I'll turn around and try to sell you a $40,000 class. If you paid $100,000 to learn this skill set, it's absolutely worth it, in my opinion. It's worth it because you're going to make that back multiple times over and over and over again. But there's a catch to it, okay? My mentor that helped me close my first four deals, I paid him $100,000, but I didn't pay him directly. I paid him as a joint venture. He made $100,000 off of working with me and mentoring me, okay? Honestly, I'm still in that mode, okay? Now, I can turn around and charge you a fortune right now. I have the skill set. I know how to sell, okay? I know what to say to you to go and find me $50,000 that you don't even have. But I may not be able to sleep at night properly, okay? So I'm going to be here on this channel. You're going to learn everything you can learn about the game here. Why? It's not because I'm holy or holier than thou or anything like that. No. It's not. It's because it's a profitable thing for me to do. I have invested interest in your success, okay? Remember what I said is that wholesaling is about finding deeply discounted properties. Everything outside of that, things like finding cash buyers, finding the investor, finding the funds, finding the money, those are all advanced stuff. You don't have to learn that stuff until you close your first deal or even your second deal or ever. You don't have to learn that stuff. However, I will teach you how to do that as well too. It's very simple. I will teach you how to do that as well. But what's the point here? I have invested interest. Obviously, I have a video on YouTube right here, right? Obviously, I will basically help you close deals and then we make money together. And obviously, the more people I help, the better I feel about myself, and I can sleep like a baby at night. I do that right now. I want to keep doing that. Okay. So that's the point. That's the point I wanted to share with you where I'm coming from. There's a lot of benefits to wholesaling. Wholesaling is another option. As an, if you have cash and you'd rather just buy outright, then good for you, because at the end of the day, wholesaling is just an option for you that will make you boatloads of money, can make you a whole $1 million per year by itself, but you find some of your best deals by learning how to wholesale. If you're a realtor, you can add to your income stream because you have access to the market and you have an edge over everybody else as well, okay? So that's what I have for you. If you're looking for testimonials of people that have helped make money in the past and stuff like that, come on inside. You can get the book absolutely for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. So definitely want to do that. Yeah, you want to read this book 10 to 15 times. There's a reason why I call it Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. I'm teaching you real estate wholesaling right now, but there's a smartness to it. There's a way you can do this from an automation digital age standpoint, and you can basically reduce all of this to 2-3 hours of work per day, okay? And on the inside as well, if you join our mastermind, at this point, it's only $10 a month, 3pillarsystem.com. That's where you want to go to do that, okay? And again, you'll see other people I've worked with in the past. So come on inside, definitely. I'm not sure that you're watching this video 10 years later. I'm not sure it will be there. I can only guarantee when this is published, okay? But try it anyway. You never know. It may be there, and see if it's in there. Again, it's www.3pillarsystem.com. That's the system that I personally use, and I share basically the step-by-step technical, anything technical inside. But on this series, I'm going to share with you step-by-step what it takes to get to your first deal. If you can do your first deal, then you can do it over and over and over and over and over. And when you do something over and over and over again, what happens? Confidence, right? Not only confidence, you get to optimize. You know what works and what doesn't work. You get to take out what you enjoy. You get to basically extract what you enjoy and focus on that. And you get to remove stuff you don't enjoy and outsource that to other people that will do that for a fee. It's a really, really fun game. If you treat it as a game, if you're too in all about anything, then it becomes less fun. This is supposed to be fun, 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 fun. So hopefully this was very helpful to give you a quick overview of what real estate wholesaling is in an investing context. And hopefully this was helpful for you to know how it works. But then over the next 6 parts of this series, we're going to go into step by step by step on how it actually goes down, okay? Now, this channel, I have about 480 videos already. So if you want to watch some more videos, go ahead and start watching some videos, but don't forget to come back and plug in on part two, chapter 2 of this series, all the way to chapter 7. And I do have an advanced bonus as well too that you can take advantage of absolutely for free. So right now, I'm kind of done here right now. Don't drop off as if yet. Don't drop off yet. If I said anything that made sense to you in this video and is feeling attractive to you, please give me a thumbs up. One, okay? Make sure it's blue before you leave. And then also, if you know anybody that may benefit from this, please just click the share and share to your favorite social media platform. And if you have any opinions, any idea, you have a different opinion and advice for me on how to make this a better experience, put that in the comment box below. Just comment there for me. That will really, really be helpful. All right. But don't forget, this is available for free. It's available in audiobooks, Kindle, and everything else. Kindle, paperback like this. You can get that on Amazon if that's what you prefer. But it's available in PDF for free when you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And yes, I want you to join me in the mastermind. It's only $10 a month. You can start taking action today, right now, in this very moment. It's called the 3pillarsystem.com. 3pillarsystem.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one. Peace.